It's now time for another update with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood during the Castle Country Focus. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm happy to be here today on the Castle Country Focus. That's cool.
Isn't that exciting?
It is.
It basically is just a way for us to kind of keep everyone updated on all things going on in the community. And you're no stranger to that. You guys have multiple ways of keeping the residents of the Castle Country updated and informed of what is going on with the Sheriff's Department.
We try to get the word out there and be as open and transparent as we can.
Well, Sheriff, with that said, there are some exciting things, some new additions at the Carbon County Sheriff's Office.
So we have a new commander with Search and Rescue, Steve Carlson. He actually attended his first Search and Rescue meeting last night. We're very excited with all he brings to the table for Search and Rescue. He's been a member of the organization in the past, and he has time on his hands to help us guide our search and rescue into the future in a positive direction, we believe.
And you know what? The Carbon County Search and Rescue, this is something that I think a lot of people don't really necessarily understand when the search and rescue comes into play and when they're going to be able to help residents. But when you guys are there, It's a lifesaver, literally.
Yeah, and they have all the tools they need. I mean, they can come out in the wintertime. The snow's not an issue for them. Summertime, they have everything. High angle rescue, boats, dive. We can do just about anything that you would need here in Carbon County. And they're also very well trained in helicopter rescue as well. So,
you know, aside from that, you guys have a fantastic fundraiser that a lot of people associate with the search and rescue. It is the Demolition Derby. That's coming up as well.
That is. We've set the date for that as August 12th, and the rules will be out for the Demolition Derby within the next month for sure, so we can start building cars. Anybody that's interested in building a car this year, you can contact me at the Sheriff's Office, 636-3251, and I can point you down the path to get you a set of rules and get you in the show.
Well, Sheriff, spring is in the air, and we celebrated the official first day of spring this week. Love that. Which means that we've got some really fun, exciting events coming up for our minors, for our high school age kids.
So prom's going to be here before you know it, and graduation's around the corner. I hate to say that, but the year is getting away very fast. And the Sheriff's Office is excited about that, but we want to remind everybody, we have a zero tolerance for underage drinking. So if there are these parties that go on and the Sheriff's Office gets involved, we will take that from a zero tolerance standpoint. And we also believe that bad things happen when kids aren't where they're supposed to be. So as parents, know where your kids are. The beauty of technology is you can always call. And, you know, if your child's out of cell service, they're probably somewhere they shouldn't be.
Right, exactly. If you don't have cell service around here, then you probably should get closer to town.
Yeah.
And be closer to home.
Yeah.
Well, Sheriff, is there anything else you wanted to mention today?
You know, with spring-like conditions, I still want to point out, I was up in Consumers last week. The snow's still quite deep up there. You can't get very far across Wrinkles Road. You also can't go over Beaver. You're not going to make it over Bruin Point, any of those areas like that. It may seem like it's been really warm in the valley, but there's still a lot of snow and mud up high. So those are areas that I would avoid right now because you're not going to get your vehicle across there. If you do get stuck, we'll be happy to come get you in search and rescue. However, we'll recover you and not your vehicle.
Right. That'll have to just stick it out until you can get there and get it out.
Yep.
Well, Sheriff, as always, thanks so much for coming in and giving us this update. I appreciate it. I mean, it's really informative to kind of stay updated on your point of view.
It's a good time. I appreciate the opportunity, but I also just enjoy coming in here. It's always fun.
Right.
We have so much fun off the air.
I know. It's true.
So
it's a lot of fun in this place.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Well, thanks so much once again. For more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, you can always check out castlecountryradio.com. That has been another update with the Carbon County Sheriff, Jeff Wood.